Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I said, okay, hung up the phone. This is like 11:30 at night, right after the first day of the draft. I call up Randy, said, hey, Randy, this is Coach Belichick. Boom. Hangs up the phone.
What?
Let me try this again. Randy, it's Coach Belichick. Who is this? Who's pranking me? Who is this? Bam. Hangs up the phone. Randy, it's Coach Belichick. We traded for you. What? Is this a joke? This better not be a joke. Who is this? No. This is... All right. Really? I said, yeah, but look. We got to get this done by tomorrow at noon. He goes, all right, what do I need to do? I said, you need to come up, take a physical, and we need to renegotiate your contract. It's by noon? Said, yeah. I goes, well, I'm in Houston now, but I got a plane. I'll be there.
Bill Belichick. Look at him. Listen to him. Invigorated.
Right?
He's, yeah.
He's got some pep in his step.
That's the story of the Randy Moss trade. He's going to be on the Brady roast. But here's the thing he said that really is going to make people in the football world have to question everything. So, the hip drop tackle has been made illegal.
Yep.
And when that happens, when that did happen, you got a lot of people like, what is this, flag football? How are we supposed to play? Blah, blah, blah. It's J.J. Watt. Just put flags on everybody. Mark Schlereth. The millennials want to kill our game. Blah. Bill Belichick. It's good they got rid of the hip drop tackle. There's no place for it.
Mm-hmm.
In a conversation with Roger Goodell, Belichick said he was glad. When you see that play is greater than 20 times the injury rate, and most of those injuries are pretty severe, they're career-ending or season-ending, you've got to make the change. That's from Goodell.
Yep.
And Belichick, it's definitely helped the game be safer. They lost Ramondre Stevenson to a hip drop tackle last year. Belichick says he's glad it's gone. One other thing about the hip drop tackle being illegal. Someone asked me, you know, could they have drafted Coleman and want to go big, bully receivers, Kincaid at tight end, Coleman, Cephas, maybe want to do that because hip drop tackles are illegal and it's harder to tackle those guys now. And I don't think that's likely because the NFL in making the argument that they needed to get rid of it, said it happens once a game.
Yeah.
It's not like the normal way to tackle a big receiver has been made illegal. Once a game this happens, and now it'll be a 15-yard penalty.
So not a big deal.
Not a big deal, and not a reason to draft a receiver with that skill set.
Yeah, I didn't think the hip drop, or I didn't even really think returning was like worthy of, well, I need to make this a serious deciding factor in who I pick coming up. Neither one of them. Like, you'll get more returns, you know, obviously, than you'll get hip drop tackles, being a big difference. But neither one of them. I thought, you know, the idea that they would draft like Xavier Worthy because of the return ability. Like, Jamal Agnew is a player that I talked about earlier in the offseason that's been like a really good returner, like one of the best returners in football for 3 years, and he's still sitting out there right now that you can just have for free. So there's going to be more returns, but how much do I have to invest in it? Like, I'm not making draft decisions based on it personally, and I'm certainly not doing that with the hip drop tackle.
Dan in Youngstown. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, a couple points. One, I think earlier in the day you guys talked about the Bills falling behind the NFL in terms of how offenses are evolving.
We had somebody call and say that. I'm not sure if we made the case that they were falling behind.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, so I just don't know if the Bills just have a different philosophy on how to attack the too high shell. So KC's going a different route. They bring in two very fast guys in Worthy and Brown. But the Bills, I think, with Kincaid and Coleman, are just going about it in a different way. I mean, Coleman and Kincaid are different players, but I do think they share some similarities in their game. Both can operate from the slot and are kind of, I don't want to call Coleman a possession receiver, but I think that is a part of his game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, they just have, I think both Bean and particularly McDermott have acknowledged that defenses are changing in the NFL, especially from what they were in like 2020. I mean, the Bills had those smaller, very fast receivers, and defenses have changed, maybe in part because of offenses just like the Bills. And if the Bills are going to roll out, you know, three wide receivers that are all very fast and quick with the expectation that they'll beat those defenses over the top, they might just be running into a wall. So they counterpunch with, some different players. And I guess the other point I wanted to make is I think Coleman I think this discussion about Coleman would be so much different if Diggs was still a part of the Bills. I mean, I think Coleman is going to be a great replacement for Davis, but I don't expect him to be a replacement for Diggs. I don't want to say Diggs is irreplaceable.
He's very, but he is very hard to replace, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the type of player that he was for the Bills, I mean, he was excellent. I mean, his seasons in Buffalo, maybe excluding the back half of 2023, I mean, the best ever for a Bills receiver. And I don't even think that's an exaggeration. I just think that's accurate. So to expect anybody, let alone a receiver, to come in and fill his shoes, I think is unrealistic and almost unfair to the player that's coming in. But with respect to, replacing Davis, I think he'll be able to replace Davis adequately, and exceed it, really.
But what's funny is they tried thanks, Dan. They did. They replaced Davis, it feels like.
Yeah.
And like, if it works, they've replaced Davis. And if they don't do anything between now and the start of the season, it will feel like they haven't even tried to replace Diggs.
Well, let's put it this way. Even if Samuel replaces Diggs and Coleman replaces Davis, a little upgrade at Davis and a little downgrade at Diggs, you are kind of static on what you were before.
Is that a little downgrade, though,
well,
or is it a massive downgrade?
It's a massive downgrade at Diggs.
Yeah.
But you would hope that you get upticks from Shakir, full year, from Kincaid,
year two.
Yeah,
that's true. No, that's true.
I think every time we're talking about this, I think it's okay to be disappointed in what they've done, while also being hopeful that what they've done, or optimistic that what they've done, is going to work for them. We had someone call, a couple callers, and I don't think it's unfair to say that they're, whether you want to say falling behind, or they're bucking the trend, or they're approaching it a different way. They've been on about Yak for years. I mean, this is now year three of being all about Yak. And if you go back 3 years ago, Brian Daboll's last season, the 13 seconds team, finished 32nd in Yak. I just don't remember caring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you need to care now because of the way that, as Dan points out, like defenses have changed. So I just feel like this is the case a lot in the NFL. There are so many different statistics to track. You're never going to be great at everything. If your Yak goes up, now your depth of target goes down. And okay, that doesn't have to be a problem. The Chiefs have lived with that kind of offense. And the Patriots back with Brady. I just think if I've got a gap to fill, I'm the Bills. What are my gaps to fill? Do I have a defense on the level with the champs, the Chiefs? Not right now, but I have had that defense, and I can build that defense. And I've got a guy that runs it that can do it. Okay. Do I have the quarterback? Pretty close. But no, I don't. Pretty close. Where can I make up the gaps? Do I have the offensive play caller? Not a lot to indicate that I do. If I do, great. I'm going to lose him in a year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I make up the gaps. To me, when you say Kansas City has done it without receivers, I think that's where I need to make up the gaps. That's where I can do it. Both teams are going to employ an offensive line. They might have a better X's and O's guy. That means I need to have the better Jimmys and Joes.
Yeah.
And in the 13 seconds game, I think the Bills had the better Jimmys and Joes and lost it on the X's and O's.
Right. Yep.
And where are they now? We'll see. Like Joe Brady, if Joe Brady is the next great young mind, then it's going to work great. And the vision they have is going to work great. But I think you can be disappointed in what they've done without it meaning you think it's doomed, which is where I am. Like I'm disappointed it's only one receiver, and that would have been true of, let's run through it. If it had only been Ladd McConkey, I might be thinking, okay, so Mac Hollins is playing a lot?
Yeah.
And if it had only been Ricky Pearsall.
What if they had not traded and drafted Leggett, and it was just Leggett?
It was just Leggett. I would say, like, okay, like Leggett, is that it? I'm not ready to count on this rookie right away. So it's less a commentary on Coleman and more, you know.
Well, that's why trading up was appealing too, because that was the one idea where it's, okay, you've only ended up with one guy.
But you got one.
Look at the guy.
Right, you got the one.
If you find your way to Roma Dunze, I don't need the other guy nearly as much because I expect this dude to come right in and be my number one immediately.
Yeah. And it's possible the Bills have found a fifth round edge rusher that's going to get like 24 sacks in a year and become the NFL MVP. Is it likely? No. But if they do, it'll run endlessly about how that's why you don't trade up, because you gave yourself a kick at the can and found another great player. Thanks for the phone call. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Yeah, like other receivers. If it had only been Troy Franklin, I'd feel exactly the same. Like, wow, I don't know. I don't know if that's the only guy. I mean, he was a fourth rounder. So if we do just the seconds, right, that's Coleman, McConkey. Who went after McConkey?
Who's the
Malachi Corley goes in the third.
Next one was Mitchell, wasn't it?
A.D. Mitchell.
He went to Indy.
There's
in the middle of the second.
See, there's one that might be a little different. Only because I saw it was Greg Cosell. So Greg Cosell on With One Bills Live, we played a couple of the clips today. And he points out, as he should, evaluations are all over the place. It's one of the reasons the draft is undefeated in terms of content, because you've got 20,000 different analysts giving opinions. Then the teams draft. And then what happens? You go and find the ones that liked the players you picked, and then you say, like, what do you think about this guy? I loved him. Every single
You find the 8,000 of the 20,000 that loved him.
Every single team is able to find people that loved their draft. Look at our grades. Who was my favorite pick for the Packers this year? Let's go. Let's find somebody. You can find your own analyst to tell you you did great. And that's just like the nature of the draft. So with that in mind, like if it had been A.D. Mitchell, Greg Cosell said about A.D. Mitchell, he talked to one guy that put him ahead of Adunze. There's one NFL scout who had A.D. Mitchell as receiver three. Now, not a lot of teams did, or they were scared off of it because of the attitude or the medical or whatever. But there's upside there. That's prototypical X. He's not the same as Keon Coleman, but Keon Coleman doesn't have the red flags that A.D. Mitchell has, which is why you know, some of the draft stuff happens the way that it does. Why do guys drop? Because the production's not there. The medical's not there. The
attitude's a question.
Sure,
right?
Sure. And with Keon Coleman, the Bills have, it seems, the questions are about his ability to play outside, but there's a lot of other stuff to like quite a bit.
Jalen Polk, by the way, also went. He was the fifth pick of the second round.
Did you know that the Washington Huskies are the first team in the modern draft era to have three receivers taken in the top 100? No one else has ever done it.
Wow. Because McMillan also went in the top 100?
He did.
Jalen McMillan?
He went to Tampa.
Yeah.
I like that pick, too.
That's pretty good.
Washington
and
was,
their quarterback.
You know what's funny? Washington was fun to watch this year, and I liked all three of their receivers, and I would not want anything to do with their quarterback.
Because the receivers were so good?
They were three receivers in the top 100, and Penix has played a million snaps of college football. I just wouldn't want to do it.
He's got some juice on those throws, though. He can't move very much, though.
Yep. I have a text here from James. The thing with the Bills here is that this all did not have to happen. They'd not be in this spot if they had drafted receivers the last few years. They didn't.
Yep.
They did not have to reset, and that is also true. I mean, they drafted Shakir and Shorter.
But they never made a big investment.
No, no. And if they had done that right, then they'd be...
Like, how different would it be right now had, instead of... Last year, they draft Kincaid. What if they had moved up four spots and drafted Zay Flowers? Or Jordan Addison? We'd feel more comfortable.
At receiver, but you wouldn't have a weapon at tight end.
How tight end is important. Distinction there. There are not many teams that can funnel their whole offense with their number one weapon being a tight end. The teams that do that successfully, especially the ones that win big, are like the teams that have the greatest tight ends of all time.
Well, maybe the Bills have one of those, and this is where...
But that's such a hype.
I know.
He could be great, and it's still... Like, the Niners don't run their offense through George Kittle.
No, not at all.
The Ravens had an elite tight end in Mark Andrews, who's not an all-time... He's not one of the best ever, but is really good. And what was the thing missing from the Ravens year after year?
Receivers.
It was they didn't have receivers.
Well, that's where it's a matchup league, and you wonder what Joe Brady thinks he can do. Do Samuel and Keon Coleman do enough to pull attention away from Kincaid for Kincaid to really eat?
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because if Coleman doesn't do it, then Mac Hollins is playing on the field. And that's not going to do it.
You know, I want to say this, and nobody come back at me on this. I mean, I'm on the receiver train, but I might have higher hopes for Mac Hollins than a lot of people. He did get 94 targets in a season, and as soon as they signed him, we got on, who was it? Marcus Mosher, who talks Raiders and Falcons.
Yeah.
And said, this guy can play. He's never been a part of a good offense. Look at me talking myself into Mac Hollins already.
I mean, careful. Careful. Yeah, I don't know if you want to talk yourself into Mac Hollins. That is, if he's on the field consistently for them this year, like, that's not good.
Right. See, but here's what you're missing about Mac Hollins, Joe. I told you. I have him stashed in one of my deeper dynasty leagues.
I heard.
So
I heard
if
this.
He pops off, do you know what I get to claim on that? Like, I get to say, I told you, everybody. You thought I was going to give up on Mac Hollins? No way.
He also, if you think Keon Coleman is a character, Mac Hollins is above that because he notoriously
hates cats,
doesn't trust cats.
Okay,
believes eating with utensils makes you soft.
Okay,
doesn't believe in eating soup in general.
Okay, red flag, red flag.
Never wear shoes away from the football field.
Okay. I can get behind everything except for the soup. Although yeah. although
article from The Athletic, the wisdom of Matt Collins, who hates cats, shoes, and soup.
Extendo Sports coming up, then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.